KYTFM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Abba Father, who art in heaven, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. In Jesus Christ's holy name, and let his bride say, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning. The Bible tells us, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, praise be to his holy name. First and foremost, I would like to say Happy New Year to you. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord said, let's do it again. Oh, here we starting out again in 2021. Oh, it's the Lord's doing. He want to tell you something. Ain't through talking to you yet. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. First and foremost, I must say I give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And oh yes, I give thanks to the Lord our God for you few listeners this morning who have followed the leading of the Holy Spirit. For the Bible clearly tells us that many are called, but only a few are chosen, and many shall seek to enter thereinto this resting place, but only a few shall find it. Oh, praise be to his holy, holy name. Oh, what a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful time to be in the Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And as usual, if you have your Bibles and you desire to follow along, you can follow along. If not, you just follow along. Holy Spirit will make another attempt this day from Luke, the 18th chapter, to try to bring you out of the darkness of religion and get you to come and rest in this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. Luke chapter 18, and Holy Spirit tells us in verse 1, and Jesus spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man, and there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversaries. Vindicate me, she said. And verse 4 tells us, and he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, at least by her continual coming, she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? And Jesus said, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Nevertheless, Jesus said, when the Son of Man cometh, when he come to get us out of here, come with the rapture, shall he find faith on the earth? Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32. And Jesus said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. In other words, Jesus said, I already know that you're going to deny me. I already know you're going to, like you don't even know me. But when you return to that place of faith, oh, yes, Lord, when you return, convert and strengthen thy brother. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. You see, Jesus knew that the devil was coming to tempt Peter severely. But he did not pray for his prayers or fasting or a Bible study or denomination or water baptism or positive thinking or faith confession or communion or of wisdom of the word not to fail. But he prayed that his faith fail not. The faith he's referring to is faith in our baptism of death with Christ on the cross. For it is the only power to deliver us from our sin nature and keep us holy until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 tells us, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation for those who believe. 1 Corinthians 1:18 tells us, for the preaching of the cross is but foolishness unto them that are perishing. But for us that are saved, oh, good God Almighty, it is the power of God. You see, Paul warned Timothy about false brethren, wolves in sheep clothing in the last days, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. The Holy Spirit tells us in 2 Timothy 3 and 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. You see, the power he is speaking of here, my brothers and sisters, is the power in the message of the cross, the gospel of the kingdom, to impart the faith to die in order for the power of the resurrected Christ to live through us. You see, as some of you know, they've been blessed by the grace of God to follow this ministry. I, too, was once on that broad road that leads to destruction, death, and hell. You see, I, too, used to go to church on a Sunday. And after I got up and left church, stopped by the store, get a six-pack of Bud Light, get on back to the house, turn on the TV, and roll me a joint up and watch the football game. You see, I had a form of godliness, but I was denying Jesus' divine nature of the Holy Spirit to rule over my life and do what he wanted to do, but I did my own thing. Oh, glory. You see, we are going to live, or Christ is going to live. Both of us cannot live together. Due to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus and the law of sin and death, Romans chapter 7, verse 14 through 25 tells us, in Romans chapter 8, verse 1 through 2. You see, I was blessed by the grace of God that a man of God that had laid down his life. The Bible said, greater love have no man than one that laid down his life for his friend. And this brother Daniel, had laid down his life by the power of the Holy Spirit in order for the Holy Spirit to come through him and preach this glorious gospel of the kingdom to me, that brought me out of darkness of religion, brought me out of that road that leaded to destruction, that broad road, and entered me through that straight gate that brought me down this narrow road, oh my goodness, to this revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, praise be to his holy name. And because of this glorious gospel of the kingdom, I too have laid down my life, that I may present to you this same gift that keeps on giving, the gift of this glorious gospel of the kingdom, that you may die, that you may live. You see, we who can do no good must be dead by the faith in order for Jesus Christ, who can do no evil, to be alive in us and his resurrected life working through us. The only other alternative will be that we who can only do evil will be alive serving Satan, and Jesus that can only do good will be dead in us. The choice is yours. Choose you this day whom you will serve. You see, if we do not understand this one true gospel, which we must understand to defeat the devil, then Christ will die in us. And because of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ, when we fall back into sin and then cry out to God to strengthen us, to overcome sin, God would not strengthen us to overcome any sin when we're supposed to be dead by the faith. Romans chapter 6, verse 7 and 11 tells us, and Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. For how can God, oh hallelujah, strengthen a dead man? Oh, praise be to his holy name. You see, it's not God's will for us to be alive. Psalms 116, verse 15 declares, for precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. God will not hear prayers that are not according to his will. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 through 15 tells us. You see, my brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter is we are wicked. We are sinners. We can do no good thing. You see, nothing good can come out of us. Paul said it best in these words. He said, this is a faithful saying and worth of all acceptance, that Jesus Christ came to save the sinner, in whom I am chief. You see, even when we're saved, we can do no good thing. This is the same trick that Satan worked on Eve in the garden when he said, now you're saved, you can be like God. You can eat of the tree of good and evil, and you won't die. you're going to live. But you see, when Adam and Eve did eat of that tree, they did die. But it wasn't a physical death. It was a spiritual death that occurred, that their eyes was darkened. They could no longer see. God, the presence of God, he departed. He used to walk and talk with them, and he was gone. Oh, that's no sadder feeling for a true believer than to have the Spirit of the Lord with you, and then you mess up, and you can feel in your soul that it's gone. Oh, it's a sad feeling to know that he was with you, but it's gone. We are wicked. We are sinners. We can do no good thing. Romans chapter 3, verse 12 declares. Romans chapter 7, verse 18 declares. That is why Jesus Christ had to die, to provide a means for us to die, and for him to live through us. It can only happen by the faith in our baptism of death, which is imparted to us by the one true gospel. Jesus tells us, if any man come after me, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will seek to save his life in this sin nature, he shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my name's sake, he shall save it. You see, though millions have come, it's still room for one. It's room in Christ at the cross for you. Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're gay. It doesn't matter if you're straight. It doesn't matter if you're blind, crippled, or crazy. It doesn't matter if you're a thief, whoremonger, liar. It doesn't matter. Jesus said, come. It doesn't matter if you're a gambler. Come, he said. Come, come, Jesus said. Come unto me, he said. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, and my yoke is easy. Oh, hallelujah. And my burden is light. Jesus said, come. It's all right. Somebody tune in today. Some of your family members told you that you wouldn't amount to nothing. And from your track record, you've been locked up, knocked down. It would almost appear as though they were right. But Jesus said, come. Oh, my goodness. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus said, come unto me. And oh, I can fix you and make you new. You see, Jesus is able to save our wretched souls. You see, this is why he had to die. To prepare a place for us to die by faith. That he may be able to live through us in his divine nature or the Holy Spirit, that he may continue being about the Father's business. Jesus said, come. Oh, he knows all about you messed up last year. Last year is gone. Know about you sipping and tipping. But last year is gone. This is a new season. This is a new time. Jesus said, come. Come unto me, he says. Come unto me. And he can fix you. Come unto him. He can make you whole. Come, he said. He can make things right. Come, and he can restore. Oh, hallelujah. I experienced myself that through sin and wickedness and not knowing the power of God, it's like the world had beat me up. It's like there was no hope. But I found that when I called on Jesus and I ran to the cross, I found that greater he is in me than he is in the world. And I found that I don't have to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. All I have to do is get in Christ. For Jesus has already overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. Oh, good God Almighty, what awesome God we serve. He said, come. Don't worry about what they said about you. Don't worry about your mistakes. Don't worry about that you messed up. That's all right. Jesus said, come. Pray this prayer with me. Dear Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. I accept your death as my own. Now faith is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. My faith is now in a baptism of death with you on the cross. I died with you and was buried with you. And I offer my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, for it is my reasonable service. And thank you, God the Father. Thank you, God the Son. Thank you, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If you prayed that prayer, then you will receive. Oh, hallelujah. Now, it may hit you all of a sudden and you get to weeping and crying. It's just Jesus in his divine nature, the Holy Spirit, stopping by your house, washing you with hyssop and cleaning you, cleansing you from top of your head to the bottom of your feet, making all things new, coming into your life to transform you into a new creation, to bring you into the family and the household of God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. That even though we are no good, the Lord is good. And he can pick us up. And he can turn us around. And he can place our feet on solid ground. And he can start us out brand new. Oh, what a time to get your house in order. It's time to get right with God. Get in where you fit in. As the Holy Spirit also gave us to say, don't wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow might be too late. Don't you get in where you fit in. Let him make all things new, for he has saved the best for last. Oh, good God Almighty, what awesome God. Jesus Christ, our hope of glory. Ain't God all right? Oh, it's a privilege to be running with you again this year. I'm glad about it myself. I inquired unto God about it. Lord, what you want to do? What you want to do? What you want to do? Let's do it again. Oh, yes, Lord. And oh, yes, this is the three of us ministries. And I am Messenger Metric McGillner from Pineville. And oh, yeah, look what the Lord has done. He took a nobody. Just a clown. Talking crazy, but the Lord saved my soul, brought me out of darkness, allowed me to rest in his great light of this gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ, and him crucified. And we know he's no respecter person. What he do for one, we know he'll do it for another. Oh, yes, Lord, he's so good. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, I never heard a man speak that way before. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, everything is all right. All you got to do is get in where you fit in and everything will be all right. Oh, we thank you all for this opportunity. And if the Lord's will, we're going to be hollering at you this year. You see, we're going to do it again. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we'll see you next week. The same place, same time. We also ask that you bring a friend with you. Somebody, you know, you call one of your neighbors up. Call one of your friends. Say, you know, old man on the radio. Listen, old boy on the radio. He talking some stuff. Sounds like it could save his soul and it could save me too. We love y'all. See you guys next week, same place, same time. Love you. Bye, y'all.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
He said, Peter, Peter, do you love me? One thing Jesus does in this text, that he doesn't give us a complete